Bugles, makers of Kicks, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kicks, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Barry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And once again, we find our bandstand perched high above the 18th green at the magnificent Meadowbrook Country Club just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, where our musical masterminds have been holding forth for a week of open-air dancing. And now to music. Here's Ted Weems and the boys with a lovely situation, a Latin tune, Manhattan Moon, and you. Fair-faced friar of farce and formulator of flip fabrications, fast-talking foreman of the flautist, frivolous fraud and fugitive from fantastic fortissimo, that phony friend of the fiddling fraternity, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You better get out of the sun before you get your tonsils sunburned. You do announcements like that. Anyhow, thank you and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And these toughies that we have here might give the boys a bit of a tussle this afternoon, I hope. And General Mills, of course, will send $10 to the writer of each question that we use on the show today. And those who actually beat the band are guaranteed a minimum of double money, $20, and a case of delicious Kicks. But that sum may be much greater. In fact, it might grow to $25, $50, and even $100. Plus, of course, $10 for the question and that big case of Kicks. Now, believe me, besides being a barrel of fun, this trying to beat the band might be mighty profitable. So why not jot down that cute query you thought of and send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, now, into the unrehearsed portion of the program, the boys do not know the questions to be asked, so you may hear plenty of booms out of that old bass drum that indicates a half dollar pays for a missed question. Item number one, baseball stuff comes up, as it will of a summer day. W.G. Marsh of Columbus, Ohio writes, "It's one of the big night games. A runner is on third. The batter hits a line drive just as the lights go out. Now, what excuse does the man on third base give his manager for holding third?" It's a 1907 tune. Would you like the picture again? Mail you the question. Let me know next week. Here it is. "It's one of the big night games. A runner is on third. The batter hits a line drive just as the lights go out. Now, what excuse does the man on third base give his manager for holding third?" It's a 1907 tune. And Art Winter, back in the trumpet section, thinks he knows it. All right, Art. Huh?
"I'm afraid to go home in the dark."
Sure, from 1907. Say, good for you, Art. Don't applaud yet. He's got to play the thing before he even wins anything. Can you play an identifying portion of it?
Thank you.
That gives you the first 10 points up on the scoreboard, Art. I can tell by the faces of half the people in the audience that they had no idea whether you were right or even close to right. But, however, we know you are, and that gives you your 10 points. Now let's get into the next question. According to Arnold Salmon of Stockholm, Nebraska, the moon really should belong to the United States. And, in fact, it came out of the government mint. Now, what last year's tune would bear out this contention? That the moon really belongs to the United States, and, in fact, it came out of the government mint. And here's Marvel Maxwell down here. She thinks she knows the answer. All right, Marvel, let's see what you can do with the answer to this question.
I'd say the moon is a silver dollar.
Moon is a silver dollar. Sure, that's right. All right, let's hear you sing it, Jenny. Yeah, something else you get, isn't it?
The moon is a silver dollar. Da, 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 da.
All right, good enough. That was Marvel Maxwell getting her first 10 points of the scoreboard, looking very charming today in a dress especially designed for her by Omar the Tent Maker. it's a delightful red and white striped awning affair. Matt, she was standing outside of the cocktail lounge a little while ago wearing a red and white striped dress, and three men went inside and asked for a shave. So we like it, Marvel. We really do. Let's get on to the next question before she throws something. From New York City, and penned by Mrs. F.J. Marshall, comes this query. A novelty tune of 1925 will tell you what the girl said to her boyfriend when they returned from an automobile ride covered with mosquito bites. There's a pun in this title, needless to say. The novelty tune of 1925 will tell you what the girl said to her boyfriend when they returned from an automobile ride covered with mosquito bites. Oh, good enough. There's Perry Como. I couldn't see him over there. All right, Perry, let's see what you got.
Thanks for the buggy ride.
Yeah, Perry. Almost afraid to say it. Why don't you let's hear you sing it if you can.
Thanks for the buggy ride.
Fine enough, Perry. Boy, your resistance is getting so low, I'm afraid you'll catch a cold when the questions in the next chapter chill you. So let's get on to better things now, or at least I hope you play them better. Music, Ken?
Yes, Terry. In fact, I think the boys will enjoy the assignment. Here's Perry Como to sing your current favorite, Sierra Sue.
Sounds like just the one, man.
Can't you hear?
in a breakfast cereal? Is the flavor all important to you? Or is it crispness, nutritional benefits, and the package important also? Well, many folks demand all four qualities, and we're right here to tell you that those are the folks who are asking for Kix. The delicious, rich corn flavor of Kix is a favorite with folks who demand real flavor in a breakfast cereal. The supreme crispness wins over folks who are tired of flat flake cereals that soak too easily. And the food energy and added food factors of Kix make it a favorite of mothers who want a nourishing cereal for the children. And, of course, the famous Kix Crisp Assured Package protects the superior flavor and crispness in Kix in all kinds of weather conditions. So you see, the flavor, the crispness, the nutritional value, and the Crisp Assured Package offer you everything you want in a breakfast cereal. Yes, you name the quality most desired in a breakfast cereal, and I'll bet you find it in Kix, the fastest growing cereal in America over the past 2 years.
All of which brings us now to our second group of questions here this afternoon, with three questions having been submitted by the audience and three answers having been given, making an almost perfect record. In fact, it is perfect. We'll see what we can do to break it down, though. Ethel D. Atchison of Westfield, Massachusetts wants to know, if you were going fishing at night, what bait would you use to be sure the fish would see it? Now, come, you boys should know that. I'll give it to you again. If you were going fishing at night, what bait would you use to be sure the fish could see it? And there's Elmo Tanner down there who hasn't answered the question yet. Art Winter also had his hand.
Glowworm.
Glowworm. Sure, that's what you'd use. Can you whistle it? Thanks very much. That was Elmo Tanner, one of the greatest fishermen we have in the band. Claims where he comes from, the fish bite so hard you have to hide behind a tree to bait your hook. I don't believe it, but that's what he said. Here's a cute quiz from Carol Driscoll of Evanston, Illinois. A new song tells you what happens when a king, feeling the need for entertainment, summons his court jesters in double quick time. Song tells you what happens when a king, feeling the need for entertainment. All right, Parker Gibbs has got his hand up in the air.
Fools rush in.
Fools, for sure, they suck.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
Would you care to play that on your...
Yeah, maybe
set?
I rushed in.
Does look like it, doesn't it? You mean you can play?
Yeah, I...
That's enough. Vaguely, yes. Vaguely, that is it, and that gives you 10 points up on it. You got stronger as you went along. The first three notes there was suffering from malnutrition, but you anyhow get 10 points on the scoreboard. And we come on to our next question from Mr. Herbert Burnett of Ozone Park, Long Island, who asks, if Aesop wrote a story about a certain thorny bush flower, what would probably be the title of his book? It's a new tune. Oh, good enough. There's Joseph Hooven back in the brass section, and he thinks he's got it.
The Fable of the Rose?
Sure, The Fable of the Rose. He was the fable man. Let's hear you play that if you can. Good enough. That gets you there. Fine indeed. I can see that you really know your old-time stuff there. I don't think Aesop probably would have approved of the Dixieland tone of your trumpet, however. Aesop, of course, was a Greek. I think even the Greeks would have a bird for it, if you see what I mean. I don't either. Mrs. Frank Mann of La Mesa, you spell it California, dropped us a line to inquire thusly. Here's what she says. Said the cabbage, I have a head. I have ears, said the corn. I have a peel, said the yam. I have a neck, said the squash. And the little potato blushed and said... Now, it's a 1938 tune, lads. What did the potato say? Lots of hands are going up. Here's Country Washman over on the bass fiddle. Let's see what Country's got to say about the thing. Country, I saw you putting your hand up in the air. Surely you couldn't have been snatching flies out here with all this wind we've got. Let's see what you've got.
Well, I'm afraid to answer because I can't think of the melody, and Elmo had his hand up over there. I think he knows it.
I know, but you had yours up first.
So. No, I didn't have it up. I just had it up about this high.
Oh, but I insist. Yes, you did. Of course, we could argue this thing out. However, the broadcasting schedule for the day stopped at midnight. Would you care
to give a question to Elmo.
All right, Sissy. We'll come back to you later. Elmo Tan over here thinks he has the answer. What is it, Elmo?
I think it's I have eyes to see with.
That you're right. I have eyes. Thanks, Elmo. That gives you your second 10 points on the scoreboard. Elmo Tanner, I have eyes, although you can't tell it. He's wearing dark glasses this afternoon. I got a preview peek of his eyes before the broadcast. The only question, as they say, is where was you at last night? But he's got eyes that are baggier than the seat of Red Ingles' trousers. Let's get on here. Here's a question about baseball that possibly Pete Bielman might be able to answer, in as much as he was the former manager of the Weems Worms. Yep, never mind. You haven't heard it yet before you'll take it. There you are. Mrs. J. McDowell of Lynbrook, Long Island, sends this query, which is answered with a 1931 tune. Looking way, way back into baseball history, what might the manager of the Chicago Cubs wish for if he wanted to strengthen his first base position? Would you care to take back what you said about I'll take it, Mr. Bielman?
No, I'll get through it somehow.
All right.
Just let me think for a minute, will you?
What's that?
Say, the Cubs, I'm still too young a boy to have seen this trio in action, but Evers, the Tinker's the chance.
What's the tune out there? If you don't mind.
What is it, Tom?
Never mind what John said. Don't listen to him. What is... Fellas, let's everybody give him time to think. Let me amuse the folks.
Chance, something about chance.
Huh? What?
Just one more chance.
Just one more chance from Evers the Tinker's chance. Very good, Mr. Bill. Now, if you can only play it on your trombone, you've got something. Good enough, Mr. Bielman. That's very good. Gives you your first 10 points of the day up on the scoreboard. Now, boys, you may come out from behind those puzzled expressions. We know you. In fact, we know you so well that we're going to stop the questions for the music and let you rest to tempo. Ted, tempo?
That shouldn't be too difficult, Gary. What do you think of You Can't Brush Me Off, featuring Marvel Maxwell?
From Keep Off the Grass. Nothing but the best, Bob.
Why don't you please give in? Just like a Siamese twin, I mean to stick to you until you do. I won't take it on the chin. You'll never leave me flat. I'm not a last you've had. That you can cast aside, I've got my pride and I won't stand for that. You can't brush me off as you would a speck of powder. You may try, but you can't brush me off. You can't shout me down. You can yell, but I'll yell louder. You can try, but you can't brush me off. You can say you're out, but I'll keep phoning. You can tell me goodbye. You can tell me, but I won't go. No, you can't leave me cold. As you would a plate of chowder, you can try, but you can't brush me off. You can't brush me off like a colored Pullman porter. You may try, but you can't brush me off. You can't lock me out like a frightened farmer's daughter. You can try, but you can't brush me off. You can drop a hint, but I won't take it. You can tell me bad news, why I intend to refuse to go. No, you can't give me back as you would a phony quarter. You may try, but you can't brush me off. No, you can't brush me off.
Hey, you know, Gary, I'm thinking of taking a little vacation. I get pretty tired of working about this time of year.
Vacation? Why, Fort, you just had one.
Oh, yeah. Well, shucks, that was just a week, and I could use another one. You know, I just like to lie under a shady tree and think about kicks.
Well, what's holding you, man? Go ahead and take it. I'll promise to watch for your fan letter.
Oh, but I can't go just now, Gary. Who'd read these Beat the Band commercials?
Oh, see, I could do those with one tonsil tied behind me. Here, let me show you that. You were forceful, huh? Ladies and gentlemen. How's that, huh?
That's terrible. That's awful. Try it again, Gary.
Ladies
Perhaps you are one of those unfortunate folks who have not tried kicks. Well, don't know how really swell kicks is.
Oh, no. Huh? Oh, no, Gary. You're asleep on your feet.
You mean my tone is drowsy?
Yeah, well, drowsy rhymes with a word I had in mind.
Oh.
Now, really, put some heart into it. Let them know that you're absolutely sold on kicks like this.
Yeah.
Many folks have told us that Kix has a more delicious corn flavor than they ever tasted in a cereal before. A flavor so new and appetizing, so absolutely different, that it's bound to win you right from the first spoonful.
My forts, you're marvelous. Huh? I'm beginning to catch on. Now, what's next? Oh, yeah, down here. Let me see.
Friends, you'll like the way the little golden Kix bubbles stay crisp and wet.
Oh, hold it a minute, Jerry. Hold it. You're not putting enough punch into it.
Well, what do you mean, punch? How do you get punch into a commercial?
Look, you gotta feel it. That's all.
Huh?
You see, when I say that actual scientific tests at General Mills have proved that Kix stays crisper in milk or cream than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market, well, boy, I really mean it. And you got to say it that way.
Well, as long as you read that last line, too, I'll just go on to the next one. Now, you want this forceful, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try Kix this once and you'll see for yourself!
No, Gary. Don't shout at them. No. Just give them both barrels and let the folks draw their own conclusions like this. Try Kix once and you'll see for yourself why Kix has been the fastest growing cereal in America over the past 2 years.
Well, all for it, how to do?
Yeah, you certainly settle my vacation worries. I'm going to stay right here.
Oh. Well, and as much as I can't be an announcer, I guess I'll be still carrying on here at the old stand with these questions on the third group. And comes a query from Mrs. Elton H. Geschweiler. And incidentally, absolutely no people have managed to beat the band so far, have they? We're really coming along. Comes a query from Mrs. Elton H. Geschweiler of Beech Grove, Indiana, who asks, what did the repentant criminal say to the policeman when he decided to give himself up? It's a popular rhythm tune of a few months back. Oh, let's see. Here's Joseph Hooven. Marvel Maxwell had her hand up in the air, too. Let's see. Joseph, do you know him?
Pinch me.
Yeah, that's it. That's pinch it. Pinch me. Sure. Let's hear you play that on your thing there. Good enough, Cook. That gives it to you. And now from Doris Nally of New Hartford, Missouri, comes this query, which is answered by a tune popular in 1927. This song title will give you what might be a request for lunar assistance made by a lazy lover. It takes you way back to 1927. I think we've got the first question to beat the band. This song title will give you what might be a request for lunar assistance made by a lazy lover. Looking all around me, all I see is several vacuums in the shape of faces. Parker Gibbs thinks he's got the answer over here. All right,
well,
Parker.
If somebody answers it, I'll take him. Isn't there a tune something about moonbeam kiss? Kisser for me or something like that.
It goes something like that. In fact, it goes just like that, which is as close as you can get right offhand. Moonbeam kisser for me is the answer to the question. Now let's hear you play it, if you will.
Well, it was going to cost me $0.50 anyway. I don't think I have anything to lose.
Oh, come on, let's hear you play it.
No, I don't know it. No.
You don't think you know it?
No.
All right, I'm sorry. Time's up there, Parker. You strive nobly. You get 5 points on the scoreboard, but you do have to throw 50 cents in the old bass drum. And Doris Nally of New Hartford, Missouri, becomes the first person to toss the 50 cents. Good. There goes the 50 cents. And Doris Nally of New Hartford becomes the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of Kix, and a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more. And at this rate, it looks like it's going to turn out to be the whole thing of our $100 bonus, which is divided equally among the winners. There being only one winner so far.
Hey, time, Gary. You talk too much. Time for a take on the tally sheet.
Well, can you beat that for a fail?
Oh, boy, you can't beat hard cash anytime.
Or good music. Pass the prelude to us, will you, Tim?
Try a little bit of the little heartbreaker you, Gary.
Oh, Theodore. Delicious.
Thank you.
sure is full of money going to just one person in these United States of ours. Our band boys were hotter than the proverbial firecracker today and let just one lone question out of the 10 slip past them. Just one little question withstood the onslaught of these musical masterminds of ours. And that question came from the witty and clever pen of Doris Nally, who lives in New Hartford, Missouri. Hearty congratulations to Miss Nally for the humor and ingenuity used by her in framing the quiz which just beat the band. Now, about those half dollars. One. Well, there aren't very many, as you know. And they're tied between Joe Hooven and Elmo Tanner. 2 bits apiece, and they get the hand.
Well, thanks, folks. Thanks, and so long from the gang until next week. Thanks for spending this half hour having fun with us, and thanks for sending us those grand questions. Keep it up, won't you? And just remember, send that funny question that you thought up to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be waiting for it.
Folks, we'd like to have every one of you try to make a try to beat the band. Remember, it can be quite a profitable pastime, and pastime it is, because you'll have more fun than a circus trying to work out one of these funny, fantastic questions answered with a song title. It's really fun, and it might be very profitable. $10 if we use your question, a guarantee of double money, $20, and a case of Kicks if you beat the band. But that sum might be much greater. Remember that $100 bonus. It's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. Now, there may be many similar questions with identical answers. And, of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States is eligible to send in the question. So get in the game. Who knows? You might be a band beater. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the band, and General Mills, inviting you to join us next week at this same time. Now, in the meantime, let me suggest that you add a thrill and an extra portion of goodness to your breakfast with Kix, that new extra good breakfast cereal that stays crisp in milk or cream. Oh, boy, it's great. And remember, we want you to try to beat the band. It's at your grocer's, the new taste sensation in cereals, Kix. Over the past 2 years, the fastest growing cereal in America. And here's why. Kix is not shreds or flakes, but tiny golden bubbles, proclaimed by many as the most unique invention in cereal form. Kix stays crisp in milk or cream. Kix has a special rich corn flavor with an old-fashioned goodness unlike anything you've ever tasted in ordinary cereals. And don't forget that Kix is mighty nourishing, too. In addition to food energy, it gives you extra food factors. So, no matter what you like best in a cereal, you'll find it in Kix. K-I-X, Kix. The fastest growing cereal in America over the past 2 years. This program came to you from St. Louis. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The selection You Can't Brush Me Off is from Louisiana Purchase.